private to me.
I thought also, by having this frame going into a photo, we can give other types of presentations of a more private nature. So I will start with my own spiritual search. This is the title of this evening's presentation. This evening to you a verse from the Srimad Bhagavata Gita, which could give something like a motto for our festival. It is a verse which Prabhupada describes to be the essence of the whole Bhagavad Gita, and it is wonderful. In the purport he says, I'm so enthusiastic about the purport, I should first start with the verse. Translation. Of the verb, the words. Makkara makre. Engaged in doing my work. Makparamaha.
Considering me the supreme.
Makpaktaha. Engaged in my devotional service. Sangavajita. Free from the contamination of fruitive activities and mental speculation. Nirvairaha. Without an enemy. Sarvabhuteshu.
Among all living entities.
Yaha. One who. Saha. He.
Ma,
unto me,
eti,
comes, Hamlava, Ozone of Pandu. Translation. This is the verse from the last, actually it's the last verse of the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And it says, my dear Arjuna, he who engages in my pure devotional service, free from the contaminations of fruitive activities and mental speculation, he who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living being, he certainly comes to me. Because it's evening time and we have traveled a long way. I would request you to kindly repeat the verse after me. It's easier to concentrate. My dear Arjuna, he who engages in my pure devotional service, free from the contaminations of fruitive activities. But please also think while you repeat it. And mental speculation. He who works for me. Who makes me the supreme goal of his life. And who is friendly to every living being. He certainly comes to me. I will read you a little part of the purport. Anyone who wants to approach the supreme of all the personalities of Godhead on the Krishna Loka planet in the spiritual sky and be intimately connected with the Supreme Personality Krishna must take this formula as stated by the Supreme Himself. Therefore this verse is considered to be the essence of Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is a book directed to the conditioned souls who are engaged in the material world with the purpose of lording it over nature.
and who do not know of the real spiritual life. The Bhagavad Gita is meant to show how one can understand his spiritual existence and his eternal relationship with the Supreme Spiritual Personality, and to teach one how to go back home, back to Godhead. Now here in this is the verse which clearly explains the process by which one can attain success in his spiritual activity, a devotional service. Hari Bol. The verse says, oh, Hari Bol. This is here the essence of the instructions of Lord Krishna, and they comprise five powerful instructions. First, we are advised mat karma krit. We should do the work of God, the work of Krishna. A person who is evolved, who has advanced to the human form of life, and more so to God consciousness, must be very clear about this. We should do the work of Krishna. Our own little work, our own little thing, is secondary. Primary is doing something for Krishna in our lives. Prabhupada says, the businessman, he should construct a huge temple for Krishna. That means doing the work of Krishna. But also the poor man can wipe the floor in the temple and can offer a tulasi leaf for the Lord. In old times, to do the work of the Lord was something very interesting. People would grow a garden, for instance, and grow some fruits from the garden, some vegetables, and then they would offer the vegetables to the Lord, the flowers and so on. Do something, in other words, which is practical for Krishna. There is a translation, Madame Gopal. I know that you speak only 70%. Your translation will be about 30% of what I say. Half. Less than half. So best is you ask the devotees to go, Brother Mani, are you translating or do you give your own lecture? No, I'm asking seriously. Are you translating or are you entertaining our guests, which is also important? No, I'm asking, it's not a challenging question, it's an informative question. That question, yes, that is natural. So you are our guest, man. That is very good, very good. So we need a translation. Govindanandam will give a translation. There is a translation of the highly qualified Nanda Kishore. Yes, here in that corner. So, yes, you can please see that the guests feel happy. No, please. You continue. A mixture of a translation and an explanation. No! Why do you shake your head? It is wanted. It is desired. So this is doing something practical for Krishna. Doing something with your hands, something with your body. Krishna karma. This is how Prabhupada says, mat karma krit. The next instruction which we are given is mat palamaha. This is very important. A devotee of Krishna should think, make Krishna his goal in his life. Such a devotee does not have the goal to enjoy the heavenly planet, and he is also not in illusion to make this material world something like the heavenly planets. He considers not even the Brahma Jyoti, the impersonal oneness, the great amount of energy, the goal of life. Such a devotee should think Krishna Loka. I want to go back home, back to Godhead, to Goloka Vrindavan. Important. Especially in modern times, we have It's good to hear this so that we can feel inspired and encouraged. Yes, we are Krishna Loka people, Goloka Vrindavan people. Next instruction of Krishna is Mat Bhakta. Become the devotee of Krishna. Sometimes devotees think, well, this is a repetition. Krishna has already said, Mat Kama Krit, do my work. Now he says, Mat Bhakta, become my devotee. This is synonymous. No, Prabhupada explains that Mat Bhakta means to specifically engage in the 9 activities of devotional service. It's not just doing something, it starts with Shravana, hearing about Krishna, singing about Krishna, and remembering Krishna always. These are the first 3, and then it goes into offering prayers, worshipping the deities, and finally, the last section is activity which is done in Raga, with full attachment to Krishna, which is you offer yourself totally to Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, then he says, Lord Krishna says, Sangavajita, someone who does these things, he performs practical work for Krishna, he considers Krishna alone the goal of his life, and he engages in the 9-fold processes of bhakti yoga, such a devotee should also see that he is Sangavajita. Sangavajita means free from the contamination of fruitive acts and mental speculation. Or to explain it in a more easy to understand way, a devotee must free himself from material attachments. You can't drive a car and at the same time press the brakes. Doesn't work. It will not be possible to consciously practice material attachments, going consciously and deeply into it, and cultivating these and make spiritual advancement. You can't desire to catch Krishna with one hand and hold the world with another. He's not like this. It just does not work. Sangavajita, Krishna advises us, we should give up material attachments and also poor association. That is, association with people who are materially very active. It is better to cultivate association which is enriching us, spiritual association of devotees. Yesterday we gave a lecture in Munich, crowded temple in Munich, and we spoke about, we asked the people, how do you think you can increase your spiritual strengths? And it was very interesting to hear that the majority of the people said that by just association of devotees. Before I asked the question, I had told them, please do not give a theoretical answer, give an answer which you have practically experienced. And they said, yes, we have experienced this. Then we are very weak. When we are very, something is not good in our heart, we must take association of devotees. I'm therefore very happy that during these 5 days we can have association with each other. Lots of nice association, spiritual association. And you can see, make this test, if at the end of the festival your spiritual strength is more. It should be more. If it is less, then we are not having a nice festival. Hare Krishna. Sangavajita. Krishna advises us, make yourself free for me. Free yourself for Krishna. Make this adventure in your life. To give up bad association, poor association with the material energy, with material attachments. There should be one march. There should be one journey in our life, one adventure in our life, to make ourselves free for Krishna. It is fantastic. Sangha-vajita, free from the contaminations of material attachments and poor association. This is how Prabhupada explains in the problem. Then, something very nice. Nirvaira sarva-bhuteshu. A devotee is without an enemy. He is friendly to all living entities. This is very good instruction at the end. Because, see, when you go on the spiritual path, it will not always be easy. Sometimes people come into your life which do not really act in a way which is making you very glad and happy. We hear in the prayers of Queen Kunti that misery comes due to social interaction with people. But see, the devotee does not take offense. He doesn't become an enemy of someone who acts as if he is seemingly his enemy. The devotee knows that the miseries which come into this life are the result of my own karma. And the devotee is not angry at someone who causes him harm. Instead, the devotee is compassionate. He wants to help others, even those who have caused him harm. You know, it was necessary. I had to learn. He takes responsibility and he wants to even help others. An expression of this nature, that the devotee does not take offense, but in the opposite direction, wants to help others, is that the devotee wishes to preach Krishna consciousness. This is the determination of a devotee. He wants to give the nectar of Krishna consciousness to others. He knows all miseries in the world are there only because people have forgotten Krishna. They live in forgetfulness of Krishna and don't have a living relationship with the Lord. He knows that. And therefore, he wants to help people establish the relationship to Krishna. Prabhupada, he says, we can imagine how merciful Krishna is to those engaged in his service, risking everything for him. It is certain, he gives now a promise, it is certain that such persons must reach the supreme planet after leaving this body. Now, after having explained to you a verse of the Bhagavad Gita, which Prabhupada calls the essence of the Gita, I want to summarize the verse and then tell you a little bit of my own life and so on. Many of you have come to celebrate two birthdays. So one of the two is the birthday of an insignificant birthday child. I'm becoming 47 by material calculation. I'm eternal by spiritual calculations. But the summary of this is, do something for Krishna. Make yourself free from other small goals and make Krishna your supreme goal. Engage in the ninefold activities of devotional service. Become friendly to others. And do not consider anyone your enemy any longer. Instead, become compassionate and help others. In this way, you will go back home, back to Godhead. Wonderful verse. Please read Prabhupada's long and very detailed purport. It's the 11th chapter, verse 15.
55 years.
Now, I would like to say, reflect a little bit in my life with all of you as our dear guests about my own search for Krishna in my life. I am so happy, and I think those who know, I mean, for the first time in Croatia after my recent journey to Bharatvaj and to Mount Kailash, those who know me know that I'm very, very enthusiastic. I'm somehow a changed person. I hope it will remain like this if the Lord continues this mercy which He has given to us, although we are so unqualified. And I'm very enthusiastic to share something with you which is deeply in my heart. When I was a child, I remember I would always pray to the Lord. Then, when I became older, I forgot to pray and had a very unfortunate and dark period of my life where I totally became... I tried to do everything in 1 year, which normally people do in one lifetime. This was my mission. I was very conscious about it. And it was a dark period of Maya. Krishna. But within that time, I remember how Krishna again came into my life and woke me up. When I was trying to live material life, in trying to become happy as a materialist in this world, I made a very curious discovery. I saw how I was going again and again into scenes in my life which would repeat themselves. It was like discovering that material life is a repetition of events already seen. For instance, I would try to go into entertainment things, visit concerts of musicians and so on, and I would see how the same pattern would repeat itself. It was basically always, at least in my perception, the same concert, the same things, the same ego trips on the stage, the same expectations to become happy, the same types of frustrations and the same types of enjoyments. I also could see in my discussions with my friends that we would move in certain circles which we could not leave. For instance, we would talk about things which we had read in different books. We would also try to talk about God. I remember that was also there. But we would always move in circles. We would not come to this platform of ecstasy, of deep spiritual joy and happiness. Relationships would also be similar. I must say I had what normal people would consider good friends and friendships. But I could see they were very limited in really satisfying the search of my soul. And as a result of these experiences, which I do not need to explain in great details because they are not spiritual experiences, they are material experiences, I became convinced that material life is punaschavita cha vananam. It's chewing the chew. It is trying the same things all over again, which one has tried for maybe not even one life, but other lives as well. I was considering this as an opportunity. And I became very frustrated, and out of my frustration, I wanted to make a movie. The theme of the movie was a person going through life and always meeting again and again the same situations, the same patterns. the same repetitive, or whatever the English word is, chain of events. He would, for instance, go into a supermarket to do a harmless activity like shopping for his meal. He would always come into the same situation, for instance, upsetting other people, and the people would come back to him and quarrel with him, and so on and so forth. And I received a grant of the Handelsstadt Hamburg, the city of Hamburg, of 25,000 or 30,000 Mark to put this film into action. But at that, the film had a positive ending. And the ending of the film was that the hero, the unfortunate hero, it was the zero hero, would say one word, and by uttering this word, the whole scene or the whole film would fly away. He would just leave, the whole world would leave at this moment. So this was how the film was there. And then I remember at that time I met the devotees in Hamburg on the street. The devotees were singing Hare Krishna. I was very much attracted. I asked them what this Krishna consciousness is, and they invited me to come to a Sunday feast in the temple. And it was wonderful, but I was very shy. It was so overwhelming for me to sit in that Sunday feast that, how should I explain this to you? I was just looking at the floor. I was so young. I thought, hopefully no one speaks to me. I don't know how to answer this question. This is something very interesting, but it is very overwhelming. This was my reaction. And I remember at the end the devotee explained that we will now chant Hare Krishna, and when you chant Hare Krishna, all your illusions will go away. I remember, this is what my movie is all about, which I want to develop my film. I remember very much how this stroked me. With one single word, all the wrong world will fly away. It was so nice to have this understanding. I was very, very much moved when I saw that the devotees there were telling me something, that yes, here is your word. I must say, I was looking for this word, some magical formula, I thought, which could open my senses to a new perception. But when the devotee said, chant Hare Krishna, I immediately accepted in my heart, this is the word which I need. And this is the sound vibration which I need to come out of the world of Maya. Very much remember this. Then, after this Sunday feast, I entered into the S-Bahn, the train which would bring me home. And many of you, I have told this already, but I must tell it today again. When I was trying to chant Hare Krishna in this train, I experienced with my own eyes how the world of Maya flew away, and I entered into a new world, the world of Krishna. Later, I found a Bhagavad Gita verse which I want to read to you, which explains this. It explains how actually everywhere is Krishna. He surrounds us like the air. But we are sometimes so unfortunate. We can't see Krishna. We can't feel Krishna. We feel isolated and in Maya. And we feel in covered consciousness. Hare Krishna. Krishna really is all around us. And if we would just wake up, we would meet Krishna. We would see him everywhere. This is what is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. The Supreme Truth exists outside and inside of all living beings, the moving and the non-moving. Because he is subtle, he is beyond the power of the material senses to see or to know. Although far, far away, he is also near to all. Not Krishna. It seems he is far, far away, but he is so near. And I remember distinctly on that day when I chanted the Hare Krishna mantra in the S-Bahn, in the train, for just a very little moment. It was just, maybe it was a second which in my perception became an eternity. I saw how everything around me, everywhere around me, is the presence of the Lord. Everything is His energy. How I saw it, it was just so much light, so much divine sound, so much happiness that I started to cry in my train. I did not see Krishna in His lovely Syam Sundar form because I'm so disqualified. But what I saw is enough. The Lord's presence in some way which He chose to reveal to a very fallen conditioned soul. Later in my life I have gone through many searching periods where I felt the Lord was not so close. But in fact I felt He is far. And I was crying, "Where are you in my life now, Krishna? You have once given a little proof or a little conviction, but where are you?" And I, in my room, where I stay and when devotees come, often devotees come to me with this sadness, where basically they say, "Oh, Krishna is not present in my life any longer. Where is Krishna?" I have in my room, even for the Matajis who cry often tears, I have handkerchiefs. Here, take this. I can understand your misery. Just let it go, let it run. But also the men, sometimes they have this, "Where are you, Krishna?" And they come to devotees like us. Can you show me Krishna? Can you give some connection? Can you help in some ways? It is not easy. I have given everything up. I have become a devotee, or at least I'm trying. I have not reached my goal. Now I'm homeless. I've given up one home and I have not reached the other home, back to Godhead. I'm in between. It is very difficult. It was very difficult. I can understand this difficulty. I know of this difficulty. I have this difficulty also. But there is something which you all should know. It is a secret of Krishna's love. Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala. He loves his devotee. But he loves them in a very special way. And please listen to this. It will be the last thing which you will hear this evening. And I think you can make an endeavor to be attentive to this point. The gopis ask Krishna, "My dear Syama Sundar, what lover, of what kind of love do you consider to be the best? The love someone shows to his own people who reward him, like his family member who love him in return. Or do you consider the lover the best who is loving people although they do not give anything in return? like sometimes parents have children who do not return their love. Shyam Sundar, or do you prefer the lover who is great, who has no love at all, who cannot return any love? So the gopis, while they ask this question, they refer to something very special. They refer to the fact that Krishna has called them on his flute into the forest of Vrindavan. They have left everything to come. And then Krishna just looks at them and says, "Oh, why have you come here? Have you maybe come to look at the forest and the trees? You should not do this. Return. Go back." So the gopis indirectly say, we think Krishna, you are a guru druha, a person who is without any gratefulness, who cannot return love, who is loved, but who just cannot return, who is great, not grateful, ungrateful. This is how the gopis very cleverly, but they don't want to say, "Krishna, you are ungrateful." They just ask, "Who of the three lovers do you consider the best? The one who is selfless, the one who is a little selfish, or the one who is just ungrateful?" And then Krishna hears it. He says, he talks about how he loves his devotees. He says, "My dear devotees, please understand. What I do with my devotees is, I want to increase their love for me. When I see that my devotees suffer in lonely places, like the material world, it gives me double the pain. It pains me, not double, it pains me 1,000 times more than them. But I wait in silence. I do not reveal myself immediately. Because I want to help them so that they can mature in their love. Krishna wants to help the devotees so that they can become single-minded and only place their love on Him. And to do this, Krishna puts His devotees sometimes into the purifying fire of separation. So that the devotee will finally give up all other interests and only go for Krishna. Nasi Glani Gospodin, our dear Lord, you are the only thing which is left for me. Krishna doesn't show himself immediately, but he wants to increase the desire of the devotee, so that by the strong desire, the devotee burns to ashes all the other disturbing factors. Yes. This is Krishna's way of showing his love. He cares for us. He is always with us. He is always surrounding us in some way or another. But he will wait to reveal his glories until we are fully only desiring this. But don't worry, he also cares for us. Today, I want to end with a little humorous thing. We left Munich at 5 o'clock in the early morning, and when we came near to this place, to Potsko or whatever it is, and then our car was moving a little bit like this. Finally, we stopped the car, and we saw that the tire was flat, was becoming more and more flat. So what to do? I said, let's drive and maybe we get to a gas station. So we drove and got to the gas station where you can fill up the air in your tire. But the person told us, for 2 days we have no electricity here, so our thing doesn't work. We thought, oh, this would be not good, you know, we come to a birthday, to a double birthday celebration, but then we cannot get there. This is a very distressing thing. We tried anyways, and there was just enough air in it to blow up our tire again, so that we could reach here safely, and so on. So we didn't need to camp 10 kilometers, or what was it, 20 kilometers before the hotel, somewhere in the wilderness. Krishna took care of us. It was so perfectly timed. We thought, oh Krishna, this is only Yomilasti. In other words, Krishna is all around. He is present even in Topotska. Oh, what, Topotsko. He's everywhere. We just have to learn to open our eyes a little. So see him as, for this the Lord gives us the process. Do something for me. Consider me your goal. Do the 9 activities of devotional service. Free yourself from poor association. And become friendly towards others. Start with the devotees. So, I want to say I'm very, very happy to be in Krishna consciousness. I'm very happy to be here. I'm very happy to celebrate with you this festival. And I hope this will turn into a revolution. I am for a long time now giving festivals. Some of them are devotee festivals, others are festivals for non-devotees, and the majority are festivals of a mixture of the two, mixed audience we have. And I know there's one very simple rule for making a festival really spiritual, and that is that each one of you should please this evening think what he or she wants to get out of this festival. Whatever it is, concentrate on it. If you say, I want to have nice association with my devotee friends, have good association with devotees in Krishna consciousness. If you say, I want to be enlightened in Krishna consciousness, do that. Usually it's a mixture of so many factors. It's not only one. This would be foolish to say. It's just in your mind, make a mental list. What do you wish to do here? And I can guarantee you, if we all concentrate on these spiritual goals which have brought us to come to this festival, I think we will swim in an ocean of ecstasy during the festival. Please focus your mind on this, your spiritual goals here. And I'm sure that Lord Nityananda will not let you go without reaching this, what you wish to have. Mm-hmm. Another thing is, which I want to request all of you, please sleep enough. You may say, well, we are not in a materialistic society. I have noticed many of our festivals in the last years, the festivals, the devotees, they're just totally tired at the end. When you would give a lecture, the devotees would look at you, and you would have to give dramatic highlights to reach everyone. We have a hotel. We have not rented a temple. It was my desire that you sleep enough. So please, I'm the birthday child. I have a desire. Please take the opportunity to rest enough so that you can take part, in the spiritual progress. So don't rest during the spiritual progress, please. So then you can take part in the spiritual progress in transcendental happiness. And so on. And please let us satisfy Lord Nityananda tomorrow. Focus only on his pleasure. It will be very nice. Good. So I want to thank you all. I will not ask for questions at this time because we do not wish to go too late, and you have to settle and see where everything is. And to do this, Govindananda will help us. He will make an announcement now where he will give us a little overview of the festival and also tell us whatever informative things we need to know.